Welcome to Celestial Goddess Podcast. My name is Corinne, and I will be sharing my life and my stories and my growth I've found over these 27 years. So let's dive on in. Hello and good morning, friends, tribe, lovers, beautiful people. I'm so excited that I get to share my stories with you all and connect with everyone all over the world. And I just want to share a little bit about me. So my name's Corinne. I'm 27 years old. I live in Washington State. And today, honestly, just to keep it real with y'all, I have my first yoga audition today. I'm super excited. I've been spending the last 4 years of my life practicing yoga, taking trainings. And to be completely honest, you know, I honestly lived with a lot of judgment and self-doubt and fear. And even though I did teacher trainings, you know, a year and a half ago, I was too afraid to teach. I just had all of this huge illusion in my head that, you know, I wasn't good enough, or I was so hard on myself. And so I just wanted to pop in and, you know, help or just share with you guys through my own personal experience and help us remember our strength and our potential. You know, we live in a time right now where anything is possible. So it's so important to be around the people who love you and support you and bring you up and remind you of your strength, remind you of your power. So I'm here to remind all of you, you are so amazing. You are so bold and strong, and you are exactly where you need to be. Something I learned recently is that your biggest fear is right next to your biggest strength. So whatever you are afraid of, really start to dive in and look at that. Look at yourself. And for me, for example, my biggest fear is teaching. But once I actually do it, I feel lit on life. I'm just excited, ecstatic, lit, vibrating, just vibrations running through my body. And so, I just want to remind you all that I love you and I have compassion for everyone. And I know we're on a big healing journey right now, and 2020 is not what people expected, but hey, you're not alone, and we can stand in love together and we can, you know, support each other. And yeah, so I'm just excited to begin this podcast journey. And I'm also starting a YouTube as well. It's called Celestial Goddess or Yoga by Corinne, still kind of up in the air. But yeah, I'm just going to be authentic and be my loving, true self, which I'm a Gemini. So you never know what you're going to get. I'm a double Gemini, rising Libra. So lots of air energy, lots of Vata. If you don't know what Vata is, it's a dosha through our Ayurveda. So it's I definitely recommend looking up Ayurveda. What is your dosha? So yeah, this is just a little sneak peek of my podcast, and I can't wait to begin sharing my stories and experiences. And I can also share with you guys my affirmations for the month of September, and this could also resonate with you as well. So say it with me. I am beautiful, and everybody loves me. Only love is real. Let love guide me, bless me, and inspire me. I create my future today. Yes, I love you guys. I can't wait to expand with you all and grow. So I'm wishing everyone an amazing day. Blessings from my heart to yours. Take care. Hey, y'all. What's up? I'm just chilling here with the fam, the dog, and the love. Say hi, Corbo.
What's up, dudes?
What's up, dudes? And I just wanted to share what's on my heart right now. And we're just stargazing with the electronic stars here. That light you see on the gram, I'm sure it pops up periodically. Yeah, so we're just gazing at that at the ceiling. And, you know, I was just realizing that, you know, true abundance, right? Like abundance, even if you're looking for monetary abundance, financial freedom, all that stuff. Abundance, if you want those financials, you know, like abundance truly starts within. Like it starts in your heart and your soul and your mind and that emotional, energetic body. like truly feeling abundant in your own being will then reflect that abundance into your life, whether you're looking for abundance in love, abundance in financials, abundance in your education or your friendships or your tribe or what have you. And so I just thought, well, Corey actually mentioned here that it was really important to share that, or I should be sharing this, because those are the true codes, right? Like, it all starts within. And at the end of the day, like, we could still have, you know, even if, at the end of the day, we could have $1 million, but we can still not be fulfilled. So, yeah, I just want to pop in and remember that true abundance starts at the heart. And it's about community and support and and gratitude. Oh, gratitude. Just to, like, have a roof over our head, food in the fridge, and people around you who love you and support you. And most of all, yourself, loving yourself and supporting yourself and having a good narrative to speak to your own self. Like, what is your dialogue? You know, what is your soul talk? You know, when you wake up in the morning, are you judging yourself, or are you thanking, you know, the universe for another day? So it's just really interesting to check in and kind of call yourself out sometimes on what may be going on, or what you may be calling yourself or calling others, you know. So it just really shows a lot about, you know, how we feel about ourselves. And now we're distracted here, the fire sirens here. But yeah, just checking in, and remember to check in with people, check in with your loved ones, check in with yourself, you know, and truly check in when we meet up with each other. It's like, how are you really, you know? And it's okay if you're not okay. Because that's balance, that's life, that's this binary universe that we live in. It's always a balance of light and dark. And we can't have all light, and we can't have all dark. And we have to have both. And living in that peace and that, you know, surrendering to the darkness, because it's going to be there. So finding love for the parts of yourself that you may not be totally proud of, or, you know, you may be embarrassed of. Like, for example, we were just watching these videos on YouTube that I shot 12 years ago. You could totally check it out if you want. It's called Lehmo Productions, spelled L-E-I-G-H-M-O-E, Productions. Yeah, and just, like, it's just funny, you know, finding those moments of where we can love each and every part of ourself. And within that loving, we grow and we evolve into, you know, we blossom even more, because, you know, it's okay. We had to go through that. We had to live through that, you know, for a reason. And it's all a part of the process. It's this beautiful evolution. And yeah, and I'm just sitting here right now, face to face with Corey, cheek to cheek, looking up at the ceiling at this light projection. And yeah, I hope Corbo doesn't mind. I'm just over here talking his face off. But I'm sharing the greater good of what's in my heart, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. I just want to speak the love and the light into everyone and everything. Even the trees. You know, Mother Earth. They call it Mother for a reason. You can see the Mother Earth. You know, the mother in the trees and the bushes and the sky. You know, and also, you know, and see that divine light in random people you see on the street, or that you come across in your workday, or your loved ones, or whoever. Just seeing that light and love in everybody, because it is all there. Sometimes we just forget because of our experiences, and they toughen us up and rough up those edges. But, you know, that love is all within. We all have that love within. We're all connected through that love within. And we are so connected in a crazy, almost weird divine way. If you look up the, gosh, Corey, what was that thing we just learned about? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. That's like gonna bother me.
The Benson curve. Benford's law.
No, Benford's law. Yes, Benford's law. Look it up. It's actually something they use to detect if people are, I think, scamming on their taxes or something. I don't know. Hopefully I don't get in trouble talking about this in America. But in Europe and, you know, outside of America and other countries, they're totally cool talking about this law, because it not only exists in, you know, the numbers of, you know, checking people's, I don't know, credentials or taxes, what have you, but it also applies to the numbers within, you know, just everything. I mean, it's really, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Look up Benford's Law. But anyway, just coming back, at the end of the day, we're all connected and we're all divine and we all have a beautiful purpose in this life. And, you know, our purpose doesn't always have to be this extravagant, huge thing. It can still be, you know, we can have purpose and be a mailman. We can have purpose and, you know, work at wherever we're working, you know, whatever. As long as we are in service to others, we are doing the greater good in my heart. That's how I feel. And I'm just sharing this from my own experience. And, yeah, sorry, my dogs are getting into some garbage here. They love doing that. But, yeah, so I'm grateful that I get to share with everyone, and hopefully this can touch your heart in some way, or we can relate, and, you know, and I love you. If no one's told you that today, well, just, like, let me tell you, I love you. You are loved. You are supported. And just remember your strength, and you're not alone. All right, have a good night, everyone. I gotta go to bed. All right, bye. Say goodbye, Corey. He's waving. All right, goodbye, you all. Blessing your day wherever you're listening to this, and blessing you with abundance and happiness and ease and grace into the days ahead of you. Namaste. Namaste. Bye-bye.